Talk Live. Take control. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you there. Again, freetalklive.com. The main feature actually allows you to control the content on the site. In fact, you get to vote on what's there already, or you can add to it. You can submit your show prep suggestion. Maybe it's a news article or a YouTube video, blog post, whatever you want to share with us and the other listeners of the show. You submit it, and then it's voted upon, and then hopefully maybe we'll talk about it on the air. Of course, the best way to get your thoughts on these airwaves is to call the show at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, you may Skype us at username lrn.fm, and that's what Benjamin did in California. Benjamin, go ahead with your thoughts.
So a big story in the news lately has been government agencies using license plate scanners to track where people are going and where they've been by scanning every car they see, and then when they identify somebody they want to, you know, have information on, they pull up that license plate and figure out where they've seen that car before.
Yeah, and it's kind of creepy, the idea that, let's say your city or your county or your state wants to know where people are going. We just want to know where everybody is. No big deal. They can put up these scanners, and they could put together, if you have one of these things every mile on the road or every 10 miles on the road, they could put together a pretty good idea of where you've come and gone. Back in the day when all pieces of paper floated around, and were put in filing cabinets and things like that, it was too much information for them to deal with. Mm-hmm. But now, currently, they can collate data and find out all kinds of stuff.
Well, and one thing, they aren't even having to put the scanners, you know, once every mile. They have cars that drive around that go ahead and scan license plates as they drive around. And, using a GPS and a database, they can just go ahead and snap a picture or whatever, and now they know where the car has been parked in residential neighborhoods or whatever. I don't know how, popular these things are with local agencies, but one thing's for sure, they're going to get more popular.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty clear.
They're going to show up in the big cities and then smaller cities and so on.
And not one of them is ever going to be able to trade information with the others. They're going to have their own.
Well, did you hear the news, Benjamin, about the digital license plate proposal for California?
I heard about that. Another reason to leave California to anywhere else, and if you're liberty-minded, to move to New Hampshire.
Sure.
but actually, another thing is I hear that such license plate scanners are banned in New Hampshire. Did I hear right?
I think you're right. The license plate scanners are banned in New Hampshire, now that you mention it.
Is that true also about the red light cams?
No, I don't think so.
I don't believe we have those here, though. I know we don't in
I saw something that looked like a red light camera in the Central Square recently.
I don't think that's it.
Yeah, they're probably not giving the joggers red lights there.
I don't know. There's something that looks like a camera over one of the lights in there.
I see.
Yeah, there definitely is something like that. I don't know what its purpose is, but I'm pretty sure it's not a red light camera because there would be signs about that threaten. Like, that's how they do it in Florida. You come up to the intersection, it threatens you to let you know that that there's a red light camera ahead. And so, Benjamin, what other thoughts did you want to share on this?
So I have a small idea that might turn this license plate thing around for the general public, or at least the activist community, and that is one of the reasons this came to the forefront is a gentleman went and filed like a Freedom of Information Act request and at his local police department, and I forget the reason why, but he found out, oh, they have a file on me. And it has pictures of him getting out of his car and all these tracking things, right, from the license plate scanners. So here's my thought. There are a lot of government bureaucrats that don't like to tell you where they live or where they go. But what's to stop you from seeing, like, say, your favorite politician from getting out of his car to go into a meeting? You write down his license plate and then file a Freedom of Information request at your local police department or whatever.
That's an interesting question.
They're ones that do these license plate things.
Yeah, this is creepy as hell. So you're saying that a stalker could write down the license plate of a person and then get the Freedom of Information Act?
I wonder about that. Well, wait a minute. I wonder about that because you are dealing with a contractor for the state. Our contractors, in most cases, like these red light cameras, license plate tracking, a lot of these things are administered by private companies that they go, they install the camera system, they install a billing system, they, you know, that way their camera takes your picture, they then send you a bill that has State of California on the top of it, because they're authorized to work with the, or City of San Francisco or whatever, they're authorized, they get a deal, and they just basically handle everything. They take the payments, they cut a portion of the payments off for their company, and the rest of it they cut a check to the city. So in those cases, the city actually doesn't do anything at all unless the individual questions it and they take it to court, in which case then the probably would be the city prosecutor who takes that case. That's as I understand it, and I don't know enough about Freedom of Information to say for sure that the private companies that the government does business with would be under agreement. I don't or that they would be subject to a Freedom of Information Act. I don't think so.
This guy got his own.
Well, there's two things. One, yeah, maybe for the red light cameras, you wouldn't be able to get their information. But for the departments in the areas where the government is collecting the data,
yeah,
you know, where it's being stored at the department, and I'm no lawyer, so take it for what it's worth. But the way a Freedom of Information Act request is supposed to work is if the government has data that is available to the public, and their excuse for collecting this license plate information is, well, this is public information, you're out in public, and we're just collecting it.
Mm-hmm.
And since they're able to collect it, and it's information, if you had millions of dollars and could hire people and buy equipment to drive around, license plate scanners, it's information you could have.
Sure, you could,
you know.
No reason in the world why you couldn't just stake out somebody's house and watch where they go and,
yep,
right,
you know, follow them around.
Well, at some point it might be considering stalking, but
not if you didn't contact them.
And since they have the information, you should have a right to that information. So my thing is, okay, go to the local police department, watch police officers drive to work, write license plate number, file a Freedom of Information Act request or whatever it's called in your state, in your community or whatever, if they have this kind of program going on, and say, I would like to know where this person drives all the time.
You're going to get shot doing this.
I'm just saying, you know, if they're going to go ahead and collect this information, why can't we go ahead and request it?
I think you're right. If it's in the government's database, if they're the ones who are holding the data, then yeah, I think you probably would be able to do that. That's very interesting, Benjamin.
Now, I think it's creepy as heck. But, I mean, let's go ahead.
Fair is fair. Hey, fair is fair.
Ends, absolutely.
It's the tool that they've created, and they're supposed to provide information upon request. And so why not? Give it a shot and let us know how it works out.
Rather than police officers, I think what would be interesting is you know, to get the records on the politicians who support these policies.
Sure.
That would be what I want.
Anybody. Where it gets really creepy is what if a husband then decides, you know what, I'd like to know where my wife goes, mm-hmm, or whoever, like you were saying with the stalking thing. What's to stop people from going, oh, you know, I want to know where my neighbor goes around or whatever. Yeah. I mean, this is just so ridiculous.
They have truly created a monster here.
Benjamin, thank you for your call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate it as always at 855-450-FREE.
That's Frankenstein.
I'm going to get to this story, by the way. Since he brought this issue up, let's get into the California digital license plate proposal. This is a new idea, and it might be coming to a state near you. But let's go first to JT in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, JT.
Hey, it's JP.
JP.
I want to kind of exemplify. The red lights are contracted, but the scanners on the cruises themselves, they have them in Brattleboro. Those are actually part of their CAD program, the Computer Aided Dispatch program, which does fall under the Freedom of Information Act.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was kind of thinking is I knew that these cameras, especially the speed cameras, were contracted out, and I figured that some of the red light cameras were too. So these they're right on the cruisers. I've heard about them before. How in the world could that be another company?
Yeah, well, it's actually the law enforcement computer program that's attached to the computer aided dispatch, mm-hmm, which is law enforcement run, law enforcement owned. They actually buy the program, and the scanners on the cruisers, like Brattleboro has them, a few other towns in Vermont have them.
And the CAD system also has text messaging, right? So you could also get the text messages that the police send back and forth to dispatch, couldn't you?
Yes, and some
JP, if you've got more, stand by. We can bring you back here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. You talk to us about what you want.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. We've got a webcam. You can watch. You can listen. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. All of it over at cam.freetalklive.com. Our chat room is built into the same page at cam.freetalklive.com. The School Sucks Project is a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com, make a user account, and follow the show on Twitter at School Sucks Show, and subscribe on YouTube to the School Sucks podcast channel, schoolsucksproject.com. Did I mention the stuff over there is free? It's pretty good stuff. I would recommend that you check their content out in whatever way you prefer. So we go back to JP listening in New Hampshire. JP, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, what I was about to say was I know a lot of these towns you can actually look up on the Internet and actually see it live. I know they're doing it in a few other towns.
See what live?
The scanners. You can see when they're scanned, who they're scanning. And
really?
In some instances, yeah, some instances.
You're talking about the police scanning people's license plates?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
So yeah, the police scan people's license plates, that those license plate tag numbers show up on texts being sent back to the dispatch or wherever, and then those are made available because they are public information?
Exactly.
Wow, that's a heck of a claim. Wow.
Yeah. There's a lot of information out there for the people that are willing to actually put the time and effort into filing for it, I think. It's just most people don't do that stuff.
Well, I know that on some news channel the other night, I'm not going to quote which one because I'd watched so many. I'm like one of those conspiracy theorists not to want to get as much information as possible. But I know one instance, a guy got a subpoena in the mail just because his car was scanned near where a murder happened. He knew nothing about it, and he got subpoenaed. And he wanted to. He didn't go to court, and he ended up getting charged for contempt,
wow.
And he had nothing to do with it.
So just because he was in the vicinity of where the crime occurred, they called him in for questioning.
Because when a crime happens, it goes on their crime watch system, and the system is linked to the scanning thing that the police officers have in their cruisers, and it matches the time, who was near it, and they pull up anybody that was near it. So. Me and you could be walking, you know, downtown Concord. I know New Hampshire don't have them, but, you know, some murder could have happened on the third floor of a building. We knew nothing about it, but just because we parked there, we're going to get subpoenaed. Mm. And
that's crazy.
And our money's gone because, you know, we knew nothing about it. You know, it's just ridiculous.
JP, thanks for sharing that tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. And the Orwellian reach of the state is only going to continue to get more invasive over time, and California's proposal now is...
This couldn't be much crazier. Come on. I mean, they can scan your license plate. With enough cruisers, they can track your movements daily and know where you go and where you're likely to be at any given time, and then they share that information publicly with anybody who wants to know.
California, according to CBS in San Francisco, may become the first state to issue digital license plates that can be registered electronically and record tolls. Privacy advocates are concerned the plates could become tracking devices for law enforcement.
The plates, here's a surprise for you. That's what license plates are.
Instead of a metal license plate, the digital plate would be a computer screen slightly larger than an iPad. Registering the plates could be done wirelessly. And how would it be a computer screen? Would they then require that you hook it up to the power on the car? Because the batteries aren't going to last forever. That's another question. Avaz Sol.
It's a solar panel.
It could be.
Like, you know, the e-book type display, which doesn't use power when it's off.
Petaluma's Avaz Sol told KPIX 5 he likes the idea. He says it's a hassle to go to the DMV because there's traffic and everything. Senate Bill 806 would create a 3-year pilot program to test up to 160,000 cars with electronic license plates produced by San Francisco-based startup SmartPlate. The California Department of Motor Vehicles said the plates would save $20 million a year since renewal tags would not be issued. But what, of course, does it cost to get that program started? They're saying it'll save $20 million a year, but what are they paying up front?
So what this does is points out the abject incompetence of the Department of Motor Vehicles, you know, statewide. Why are they having to pass out new plates to people who, you know, who are just renewing their stuff? This happens all the time. People, you know, instead of just putting a little sticker up there, for whatever reason, some states will just give you a whole new plate.
Yeah, after a certain number of years or something like that, right?
And you know, I mean, that's where the savings savings is. Not to mention, why can't they just send you your plates? Why can't you register through the mail or online or something? Why do you need an iPad stuck to the back of your car to make this possible?
Supporters of the measure say the digital plate would look similar to the current plate, but it would also be able to register fast-track tolls and display Amber Alerts to other drivers.
Isn't Amber Alerts, isn't that missing children?
Yeah, yes. That's what that is.
All right.
The electronic.
They're really, really, like, they love this Amber. Oh, my God, we love this Amber Alert system. We can send out alerts to everyone's phones now. Have you seen the
yeah, I've gotten weather alerts on my phone.
The nuttiness around these Amber Alerts now. Like,
I was able to go into the settings of this alert thing because the alerts just started happening for me within the last month or so, I would say.
Right.
I've only gotten, like, two of them so far. And I went into the settings, and it let me turn off alerts for almost everything. I could turn off the weather. I could
turn off
other things.
Obama.
But not the presidential alerts. I could not turn the presidential alerts off. So it would let me turn the Amber alerts off. That's okay. You can opt out of learning about missing children, but
aren't
you can't opt out of Obama's messages.
I can't wait until all this stuff, when they change, and suddenly it's a Republican president, and suddenly there's going to be an outcry about this stuff. It's just going to be really amusing.
That will be amusing. Now, these Amber alerts, are vast. The vast majority of the time are really parental, disputes, right? You know, like dad or mom, who's not the custodial parent, has decided to take a long vacation with the child, and I've got, and we all have to know about it.
Yeah. Okay. I just, probably it.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, and not to get me wrong, I mean, I think that it's great that they're finally actually, like, I guess they're doing something about something that's actually a real crime, you know, like a child being kidnapped. I mean, it's not like these are like, oh, green alerts, there may be someone with drugs in your area. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's interesting that they're going so crazy about these Amber alerts. It's surprising to me because it's not the usual MO. I mean, I guess, you know, they can say, oh, it's all about protecting the children, but it is a strange, this is like a really, like an oddity to me that they're investing so much time into doing something, you know, I mean, we always hear people say, oh, they do everything to protect the children, but in this case, they actually supposedly are, and that makes me really kind of wary because they're actually doing something that, you know, is what it's intended to do, which...
Sure, but at the same time,
makes me wonder what are they real? What's the real intent behind this?
Right. So at the same time, they're bringing in a tracking network of digital license plates. Here,
well, yeah.
Is what their plan is.
For the license plates, I'm talking about for the cell phone alerts too.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything beyond that, Johnson. I mean, they've created a system now where they can send whatever they want to every phone in the country.
Is it whatever they want, or is it just the Amber alerts?
There's multiple types of alerts. There's Amber alerts, there's weather alerts, there's presidential alerts, and there was like a fourth one on the list.
I mean, I wonder if they, you know, there's a criminal on the loose. You know, like, if you see this person, you know, mm-hmm. can they send a picture to your phone or something?
You know, I bet you they could.
You know, is this like a, you know, Minority Report kind of situation where suddenly you get pictures like, look for this person?
All right, so more coming up here on this digital license plate proposal. The Electronic Frontier Foundation, not a fan of the idea. We'll get their thoughts coming up, and yours as well. Free time.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. solution by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fam and super male plex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. Digital license plates may be coming to a car near you, especially if you live in California. We'll give you more details on that here in moments. Also, want you to visit our website at freetalklive.com. We have a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone would like access to our live streams and the podcast. You can just go to m.freetalklive.com and pull those up.
If you've heard about Bitcoins but you don't know how to get involved, let me give you some ideas. Bitcoin blockchain.info is a place for you to go to get a free Bitcoin wallet. You can go there. They've got apps for the Android and iPhone. You can access your Bitcoin wallet either through your cell phone or through your laptop or through your computer at home. Wherever you can access the internet, you can access it at blockchain.info. They've got encryption techniques built right into the browsers that keep the FBI, them, blockchain.info themselves, and even the NSA from ever having sort of access to your money. They don't possess your money. You do. In fact, if you're careful, they can't even know how much money you're sending or receiving. The blockchain wallet even has tools to easily send and receive your bitcoins anonymously, built right into blockchain. You've got to use them, because if you don't use them, you're not going to be anonymous. It's time for you to join millions of other Bitcoin users. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
Okay, so we're coming back here with a little bit more about what the proposal is in California. And this is to outfit 160,000 cars on a three-year pilot program to test the new smart plate, a digital license plate that they say will normally look like your current plate in California, but would also be able to handle tolls and display amber alerts to other drivers. However, the Electronic Frontier Foundation says they are not so happy about this. They say it doesn't protect a driver's location and personal information. Quote, law enforcement needs a warrant to be able to put a tracking device on your car. It's a possibility that the way this program could be implemented, these smart plates could be that tracking device.
They are.
Yeah, that's exactly what they are. And law enforcement doesn't need a warrant to put a tracking device on a car of someone who consents to have their car tracked. And what they'll do is they'll probably introduce this program and they'll say, you know, something like, sign up for the new smart plate. It makes it easier than ever to get your tolls paid and will save more children's lives. And it's, you know, whatever, blah, 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 other benefits they're going to put out. It's easy. You don't have to go to the DMV anymore. And people are going to hear that and they're going to say, well, that's great. I hate the DMV. All right. I'll pay $20 extra for the smart plate. Or however much it's going to be. And then, you know, the small print on the agreement will say, and you consent to having your car tracked at any time we damn well please. You know, something like that. And, of course, as was pointed out in our conversation earlier, they are already using your license plate to track you. It's just not a granular tracking system. It's not something where you know at every exact moment where that person is. And maybe this wouldn't be that either, but it would certainly be a step closer to that. The more transponders that they would put on the roadways in more places, the more data they would have about your location. So once they get you to take this plate, it becomes even easier for them to track you because
maybe there's not transponders. Maybe with a plate like this, it's got internal memory so that you go by a certain location and then it just dumps all the memory that it has in, you know, once it goes by in like
could
one
be.
Each packet.
Or it could be like some sort of an RFID thing where those transponders just hit it with a quick signal as it goes by and registers that information. Who knows? The smart fleet company probably knows. Their lobbyist says the program is geared for big companies with large vehicle fleets, not the average driver. But the measure in the state didn't specify who would be using these things. Their staff attorney over at the Electronic Frontier Foundation is very concerned about it. But one man in Benicia says, I kind of like the idea. I'm a big proponent of fast track and anything that can speed up the day. But Amy Hopkins of Daly City doesn't like the pilot program at all. She says the government will have personal information on people, and that's not right, she said. 3 years ago, a proposal would have allowed SmartPlate to produce digital plates with advertisements to generate state revenue, but the measure failed. Advertisements are not being considered at the time in the current bill. So it hasn't passed yet, and I generally shy away from talking about news stories where it's just a proposal, because there's a lot of crazy crap that's proposed at state legislative levels. But this seems like one of those things that's, you know, just out there on the horizon as far as something that could come very soon.
Not necessarily these smart plates, but the fact is, currently, we know, right now, today, states around the country, and likely yours, are tracking people through police cars. They're reading your license plate, noting where your car is at that time, collating that information, and because they have, because computing power is cheap, they're able to place people all over the place and track their movements if that's what they wish to do. Why in the world wouldn't they want to increase that power? You know they're going to figure out some way to do it.
Absolutely. And that's not the only automotive-related story that we have. Johnson brought in what I believe is the top story at freetalklive.com. Remember, you can go to freetalklive.com anytime you want, and you may submit content to the site. It can then be voted on. You can vote stuff you like up. You can vote.
It wasn't the top story when I picked it.
So. You can vote things you do not like down. And this vote, this particular story has been voted up to the number one slot at freetalklive.com as we speak. Of course, that's constantly changing. So if you're listening to this tomorrow via podcast, it's probably going to be a different story at the top there. But what is the story, Johnson?
So I'll just start reading. She says she had no warning that someone was going to search her car after she left to catch her flight. So this woman contacted, it was the story is from News 10 NBC. We found out it happened to her because she valet parked her car. Those are the only cars that get inspected. So if security feels it's necessary to search some cars in the name of safety, why not search all of them? Well, Lori...
Why would you go for the valet parked cars? I mean, I don't know. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, Lori Iacuzza walked to her waiting car at the Greater Rochester International Airport after returning from a trip, and that's when she found it, a notice saying her car was inspected after she left for her flight. She said, "I was furious. They never mentioned it to me when I booked a valet or when I picked up the car or when I dropped it off. Iacuzza's car was inspected by valet attendants on orders from the TSA. But why only valet parked cars?"
Because they don't have keys for the other ones?
That's the easiest thing, is because it's easy for them to inspect. That's the thing that I think of. But so they say, this is what News 10 NBC wanted to ask the TSA director about. "We reached him by phone. Berkeley Breen asked, are the cars in the short-term lots or the long-term lots getting searched as well? And John McCaffrey, TSA, said, no, those vehicles that are in the garage, short-term parking, even if they carry pretty large amounts of explosives, they would not cause damage to the front of the airport. But for those who use valet, the car could be there for a half an hour or an hour, so there really is a vulnerability." News 10 NBC went to the valet parking lot, and one of the attendants showed us the notice that they put in the cars. And imagine this. Imagine coming back, and without being told at all, you find a big yellow piece of paper printed that says, like the ones that they put in the luggage. Almost exactly like the ones that they put in the luggage. Has been inspected by the TSA.
Why is it... Hold on. Why are they so concerned about the front of the airport as opposed to the parking garage? I mean, isn't the idea to protect people? Now, I'm not under any illusion that the TSA is actually protecting anybody, but isn't that the idea, is that they're here for your safety? Okay, I guess you could make the argument that at any given moment there may be a few more people standing at the front of the airport as opposed to walking through the parking garage, but in any busy airport, there are people in that parking garage at all times. I mean, if you were to load up a trunk full of explosives, you could probably take down a good chunk of that parking garage, right?
And then set off all the gas tanks, maybe. I don't know whether it's possible.
I don't know how all that works.
Never
either,
done the experiment to see whether or not you could get a gas tank to blow up, but it seems like you could certainly get some of them to leak.
Extremely difficult. They did it on MythBusters.
That's what I was thinking of when I was saying it. I'm like, is that possible?
So maybe the reason why they're searching the valet cars is, one, it's easy for them. They already have the keys. But two, maybe it's also they're testing the waters. Maybe they want to see what happens if they start searching valet cars. Because these are mostly going to be wealthy people that are going to valet park. And so if the wealthy people don't raise a big stink about it and start suing the TSA or whatever, then let's start setting up checkpoints at the garage and have a secondary screening area where we randomly ask people to pull over and do a search on their car before they even get to the plane. There's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. We'll give you more details. It's Free Talk Live.
Look, kid, never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit Grainger.com/toughguy for details.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like at 855-450-FREE. The TSA now searching parked cars at airports. They're starting with the valet parked cars, and they're acting as though, oh, well, we're only doing this because the valet parked cars are near to the front of the airport, and that's our concern. We really only want to protect the people at the front of the airport. The rest of you guys in the parking garage, we don't care if a bomb goes off there. Screw you. That's their excuse as to why they're not searching the other cars that are parked. We'll continue the story here in moments at 855-450-FREE for your comments. Also, you may Skype into us. Skype username that you want to connect to is lrn.fm. You will need to send us a contact request first. You'll be accepted, and it'll be easy for you to connect with us at that point or from that point on. As we continue here, Johnson has the story from WHEC. Is that right, Johnson?
Yes.
All right. Correct.
And, I guess I could say WHEC and News 10 NBC.
Okay.
So, News 10 asked, NBC asked at the airport, they asked the parking valet parking attendant, you're required. They tell you, you have to search the car. And valet parking attendant Frank DeTore said, yes, I have to do it. We also noticed a large sign that alerts customers that their vehicle will be inspected. The sign is on the kiosk window. Ayakuza says it was not there when she dropped off her car.
Maybe it wasn't. Hard to know.
Well, there's actually a video that goes along with this report, and the guy shows her. I mean, you're right about what you're saying, but he actually showed it to her, and he's like, she immediately reacted. She's like, no, that was not there.
Hmm.
Like, she was very sure when she reacted. She's like, that's absolutely.
It doesn't matter, though. Like, there are stories about government bureaucrats putting up no parking signs after someone's parked in a spot.
And then giving them a ticket.
And then ticketing them, yeah.
And, Mark, also, the news people went back and asked the people who
put the
sign.
That's what I want to know.
They asked and said, you know, when was the sign put up, and they refused to tell them.
Interesting.
Well, that's suspicious. I don't like that part, but I don't trust humans whether they work for the government or not, right, to sort of remember things. Their story, the thing they tell themselves, is something that they accept as true, but I don't accept it as true. I mean, just because she says, oh, that wasn't there, I don't care.
Well, unfortunately, Ayakuza said that she doesn't mind the security measures.
This is the one that was searched?
Yeah, the woman that was searched. She says she doesn't mind the security measures. She just wants to be told if her car is getting searched.
Mm.
Well, News 10 NBC asked the owner of the company that runs the valet parking when they put up the sign, but they wouldn't answer. TSI says that this is part of its overall security plan and that it's a proactive move. The attendant said that they've only been doing it for about a month.
That's a good way to score some free weed, too, because, you know, those rich guys probably leave the weed in their car when they go to the airport.
Is this the first thing you thought of?
One of the things that they said is that they're not searching the console or the they're not searching the consoles or the interior. They're just scanning the car. It takes about 10 seconds, supposedly, that they scan.
Scanning it, so they get in and look around.
Well, they're scanning. They're using some sort of scanner to scan for large amounts of
large amount. Is that the weed scanner?
I don't know. They're doing some sort of scan for large amounts of explosive material. So supposedly they're scanning,
swabbing, and
just
stuff.
The interior of the car and the engine compartment and maybe the trunk or something. I don't know what they're using to scan the car, but they say it takes about 10 seconds per car.
I know that when I was actually, I forget when, I'm probably going to pick somebody up or whatever. I was going to Manchester Airport for some reason, and I wasn't flying out. I was going there probably to pick somebody up, and there's a parking lot that's outside of the airport where there's a couple businesses there, and there's like a fitness place. You can kind of go up and sit in that lot and then wait until the person calls you and then just drive into the airport, because Manchester Airport's a really small airport. It doesn't take, you know, very long at all to get in and out of there. And as I was sitting up there waiting for the individual to call me, I was observing the traffic, and I noticed that there were a crew of presumably TSA or local cops, actually, I think it was, maybe both. But anyway, they actually had blocked off a lane on the way into the airport and were pulling cars into that lane and running mirrors underneath their car. So they have absolutely searched other cars, maybe not inside the car, but they certainly have, you know, done bomb looking for kind of mirrors. You know, that's what those mirrors are all about.
Yeah.
Putting those under cars just apparently randomly as they were coming into the airport that day. I don't know if they were acting on a tip or if it's something that they regularly do just on a, you know, every so often 2 weeks basis. I don't know. It was the first time and the last time I'd ever seen it.
Quick. Get the theater going. We need to make people believe we're doing something.
Yeah. But there's no reason why they couldn't take that to the next level. There's no reason why they couldn't start, point to somebody and then point them over and then just give them a full-on search and just tell everybody, hey, you're supposed to arrive 3 hours early for the flight, so if we need to search your car, we're gonna have to take the time to do that.
So my question is it just that the backscatter trucks weren't scary enough people? They didn't scare people enough? Do you remember there was, like, I think it was a couple of years ago, they came up with the same technology that they're using to do the naked scanners, essentially, this backscatter technology. They could put it on the side of a truck, and they could essentially see everything, every compartment in a vehicle. They had a truck.
Yeah, I remember that.
They could do the backscatter scanning, just drive along and see in people's cars.
Yeah.
What happened?
What did happen with that?
You know, where are the backscatter trucks? My thought is that they can do that without freaking people out, and so that's why they're not doing it. Because I think the intent with all this stuff is it really is security theater.
Well,
it's not about actually finding anything.
So this is conspiracy theory, right? But
sure, yeah. It's not based
on nothing.
It's not based on the fact that, you know, they haven't caught any terrorists.
Well, governments feed off of. Governments exist because of fear. I mean, currently, that's all they've got. So they've got to make you scared. The more scared you are,
right,
the more you rush to them.
Forget the fact that you're more likely to die from eating bad spinach.
Look how people reacted post 9/11. The whole nation came together. These are my air quotes. Everybody's flying American flags. They're saying how much they love George Bush. My Democrat girlfriend at the time was talking about how she's so much happier George Bush was the president rather than Al Gore at the time. And, I mean, this, I'm only using this not because I care one way or another about these liars, but it just shows how people were truly scared and how scared people react.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the government benefits from.
Fear. Yeah.
What I can't wait for is I can't wait until we can list the statistic where it changes, where you can say you are now 9 times more likely to die by police officer than you are by a terrorist. as opposed to a few years ago when you were only 8 times more likely to die by a police officer. You know, like, as the police force increases and they keep hurting more people, that
it's inevitable.
Yeah, once that statistic changes.
I think people dismiss that. I really do. I think that people dismiss, well, look, you're just taking criminals and you're comparing them to innocent victims of terrorism, and that's not a fair comparison. I get where you're coming from. I believe the
police... By criminals, you mean the police?
No, I mean I mean what normal people are thinking. They're thinking of criminals, the people you put in jail. And the fact is that the system itself doesn't benefit from dead citizens. It benefits from enslaved citizens, citizens who give more and more of their money. Mm-hmm. If they've got to throw other citizens in jail in order to get more money out of you, they'll do that. The largest prison industrial complex in the world exists not to keep you safe, but to keep government bureaucrats employed.
Sure. 855-453. So whether you want to talk about the TSA and their continued ridiculous level of control over our lives at the airports, of course, you know, what's the solution, you might want to ask? Well, the solution to me is to get rid of the TSA and let each airport, or better yet, each airline, decide on what level of security that they have. I think that, you know, if each airline was able to make that determination, then we would see a variety of choices in the marketplace, from airlines that were willing to allow their customers to carry some sort of weapon on board to airlines that were doing, you know, strip searches of their customers.
And I'm sure that people would be shocked, but I would choose open carry air every time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Well, you'd want subsonic rounds. You don't want something that's going to penetrate the hull of the ship.
Doesn't matter. Again, look at Mythbusters. Anybody who knows science realizes, guess what? Shoot 300 holes in the side of the plane. You know, yeah, you might depressurize the plane, but first of all, you got...
That's what the oxygen masks are for, right?
Right, that's what the oxygen masks are for, and because I think in a lot of these planes also, there's a separate compartment for the pilots. So they're, you know, not going to have a problem. And also, one hole necessarily won't depressurize the entire plane. It'll just, you know, make
put
a
something
huge,
over
loud
it.
Sucking noise. You put something over it, and the plane isn't actually depressurized.
Right. So, that's interesting. They did address that on Mythbusters, huh?
Yeah.
How did they test it?
They shot holes in the side.
While flying?
They pressurized the inside of the plane.
I see.
Expecting that they were going to shoot a hole, and then it was going to blow out the side of the plane.
But like in the movies.
The plane was going to explode out, right?
That's what happens in the movies,
yeah,
right?
So, and that didn't happen at all. And then they kept shooting larger and larger caliber rounds. They shot, like, they shot something where the bullet itself put, like, this huge hole, like a fist-size hole, and it still didn't do anything. And they kept, you know, shooting holes. And eventually what they decided to do is they're like, well, we have to get the results. So they literally put, like, explosives on the side of the plane to blow out the, and then that was a phenomenal explosion once they finally depressurized the plane with a bomb.
Hour number 3 of Free Talk Live is on the way. Coming up, some pretty ridiculous stories about the police threatening photographers and shooting your family pet. More on the way. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.